It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Now, I'm sure everybody recognizes that theme song. I think right about here, Ed McMahon would say, here's Johnny. Hey, welcome to Speak Out 2.0. It's a Thursday the 13th, and I'm sure glad it's a Thursday the 13th and not Friday the 13th. Speak Out 2.0 broadcasts each and every day from the Laughlin Mall. We're down here on the ground floor. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. The program each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Is it time for you to review your life insurance? Well, what about your auto insurance or your home insurance? Or if you have a business, you know, your commercial insurance? Well, you can sit down with a professional at Farm Bureau Financial Services. They know how to read all those packages that you get in the mail and you go, oh, okay, I'll just stick it in a file. Well, they're the ones that can tell you what it says, and they can tell you if they can save you money, because maybe things have changed in the industry. Maybe there's a better policy that covers more, costs less. You don't know until you go in and sit down with Farm Bureau Financial Services. So call them up, make an appointment, 763-8464. If you can save a couple hundred bucks a year, isn't it worth it? 763-8464. Mojave Electric Cooperative, they were in here yesterday talking about TWN and the fact that they're bringing internet all over town eventually. You know, it's got to grow slow. But then they had that co-op connection card. If you have one, you save money all over town. If you don't have one, here's where you're spending extra money. You're spending more money at Cold Stone. You're spending more money at Baskets of the Heart, Rim Country Rock and Yard, Ron's Tire. You're saving more money. You're spending more money at Mattress Land. You could save money at Mattress Land if you're going to buy a bed and a mattress and a headboard and dressers, and you have that co-op connection card. You save a lot of money. So stop by Hancock Road, their offices, and pick up your co-op connection card. 928 Hancock. It's easy to remember because that's our area code. We're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They're now a 4-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, a constantly sanitized medical facility. Services include physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist, and a skilled nursing facility. If you need some services like that or you know somebody who does, call 928-758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. We're also brought to you by Dutch Bros Coffee, right across from Mojave High School. It's a quick drive-through for handcrafted coffee, hot lattes, mochas, cold brew, and nitro-infused, or blended espressos to perfection with your favorite flavor added. Favorite flavor added. I said that right. Twice. Plus, you get your energy drinks there. You get shakes and teas and lemonades and smoothies and hot chocolate and cold chocolate, you know, plus chocolate milk. Custom sodas, all at Dutch Bros on Highway 95 in Bullhead City. Walker Service Electric. Residential electrical issues? Well, you call Walker. Commercial electrical issues? You call Walker. If new construction, he can do that too. High power lines, and I have no idea why you would be playing with high power lines, but if you are, you better call Walker. They've got trucks all over Mojave County. They're available 24/7, so put this number in your phone because you never know when you're going to have an electrical problem or electrical issue, you know, at like 9 o'clock at night, and I'm not on the air, and you're going to be going, oh, shoot, how am I going to call an electrician? So put the number in your phone, Walker Service Electric, 718-9444, 718-9444, that's 928. We're also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, and Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Now, let's give you a little bit of weather for the Colorado River. Unfortunately, this W continues all the way till next week. Yeah, there's no sight. There's no picture down the road that says it's going to be a beautiful day. But it's going to be 73 along the river today, 75 tomorrow, 76 on Saturday, drop down to 74 on Sunday, 71 on Monday. And like I said, each and every day it's going to blow, unfortunately. Let me tell you a little bit about COVID numbers for Arizona. They released the numbers this morning as of late last night. 7,311 new cases yesterday in 24 hours, 182 deaths across our state from COVID in 24 hours. Mojave County released their numbers yesterday afternoon, 193 cases, 9 deaths in Mojave County yesterday. Of the 193, 77 were in Bullhead City, which brought their total to 3827. 65 of the cases were in Kingman, and that brought their total up to 3385. And 36 cases were in Lake Havasu City, and that brought their total up to 4,415. So everyone's saying, get your, you know, if you can get the vaccine, get the vaccine if you're qualified, you know. And the numbers, it was explained to me yesterday that even though we're in 1B right now, they start at the top. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 layers of 1B. So the first layer is education and child care workers. So that's our teachers and preschools. And then it goes into protective services occupations, which is law enforcement. Then it goes into essential services, which is me, critical industry workers. Then it goes into adults that have a high risk in a congregate setting. And then it goes to adults 75 and over. So they have to go down those steps. So if you're in one of those, you have to wait till they get to your group. If you are looking for where to get a shot, you go to the Mojave County Health Department website. And you can just type in Mojave County, and under that website, you can find the health department. And depending upon where you're at, if you're in Havasu, Kingman, if you're in the county area of Golden Valley or Golden Shores or Bullhead City or Fort Mojave, wherever you're at, they have a list of facilities there that have the vaccines. But you have to fall into one of those groups, or you have to wait till we get to one of those groups. So if you're like thinking, well, where am I going to go to get one? Okay. Well, you have to, go to the website. And I can tell you that in Bullhead City, where I live, there are 4 places. We have Bullhead Urgent Care on Raymar Road, and you call them to make an appointment. DeFlat Pharmacy on Highway 95, I forget the name of the complex. Is it the two-story commercial complex at Riverview and 95. Desert Palms Medical Associates, 3015 Highway 95, Suite 105, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. So you can call any one of those 4 places and set up your time when you can go in and get the COVID vaccine. And then 28 days later, I believe it is, you get the second one. And they will tell you that on your card. They will give you a card that says you got the vaccine. And then on the back, they tell you when you're going to get the second one. And it's that simple. All right, my first guests are running late. Can you tell? Because I would have been talking to them by now, right? So let me tell you a couple things going on. We're waiting for them to walk in the door any minute. Tomorrow, there's a dual ribbon cutting in Fort Mojave at the Mojave County Donation Center and Retail Center. And that's in Fort Mojave on Highway 95, right across from Young Scholars Academy. It's at 12:30 tomorrow. You can call either chamber. We had one yesterday out at, it was Drifting Bistro at Los Lagos Golf Course. That was yesterday afternoon. It was a nice little event, and it was perfect. So then they have another one on Saturday, and this is over here in Laughlin at Laughlin Community Health at 11 a.m. Nevada time. And you can call either chamber if you want to get involved or you have questions. There is a blood drive in Laughlin coming up on Tuesday the 19th from 11 to 3. That's at the Laughlin Library. You want to call Vitalant at 877-258-4825 if you have questions. By the way, you know, I mentioned this yesterday because yesterday Chaz Martinez and I goofed up on times. He texted me and he said 12:30, right? And I said, yeah. And he said Nevada time, and I didn't see that. And so, you know, he called me like when he was listening to the show and go, oh, the show's over and I'm getting in the parking lot. And I go, yeah, well, I saw your text late. So we're going to have Chaz on next week. But one of the things I mentioned yesterday afternoon is there's no such thing as fake blood. We're going to have Warm C in here in about 10 or 12 minutes. And there's no such thing as fake blood. They can't order blood from a laboratory. So the only place you can get blood is out of you and me, human blood. So if you've never given blood, you can call Vitalant and tell them it's your first time, and they will treat you with tender, loving care when you go to give blood. They will treat you like a baby, give them blood. All right? These people are professionals. They know how to do it. And if you've never given blood, can I talk you into it? Call Vitalant, 877-258-4825. Call them up. You can set a time. You can make a reservation at the Laughlin Library exactly when you want to go in, and it's much easier that way. All right, let me take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to chat again, and then hopefully my guest could be here. You know, it's hard to say. They could show up here any minute, and we'll visit with them, and we'll keep you up to date, and there it is, slowly. Where's my music? Come on. I can't believe it's not playing. Where are you? That's bizarre. That's really bizarre. Well, we'll just go to another song then. I don't know why that one wouldn't play. All right. We'll be back after this. Stick around.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing in an almost home setting. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, laundry service and housekeeping, plus a beauty salon and barber shop on property. There are secured outdoor patios. Legacy prides itself with life enrichment activities and outings. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Holidays can bring stress and depression, and many seniors 55 and older deal with mental difficulties due to a major medical event like a stroke or underlying health issues. Hello, I'm Chaz Martinez with Chalice Harbor Hospital, a geriatric psychiatric hospital in Bullhead City. If you're experiencing or have a loved one exhibiting depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety disorder, suicide attempts, or mental disorders related to alcohol and drugs, call 404-6009. Chalice Harbor accepts admissions 24 hours a day. 404-6009.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
The Economic Development Journal of Mojave County continues promoting local businesses as it has done for the past 20 years. Read about economic growth, innovative ideas, and new services in Mojave County. You'll find informative articles in the Economic Development Journal, Mojave County's most unique read. Every month, the journal is placed in thousands of businesses and racks throughout the tri-state area. Get your business in the hands of the community with the Economic Development Journal. For more info, call 928-577-2540.
Yeah, this was a song that wouldn't play a second ago. I don't know why, but okay. All right, back on Speak Out 2.0, brought to you each and every day by Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. And guess who popped in? Hey, hi, Gina.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. Gina came in a little early, and then we're going to try and bring on Arizona Youth Partnership after Gina, and we'll still squeeze it around and make it work. How are you?
Boy, things are going okay.
Yeah?
Believe it or not.
Because there's in the medical industry right now, there's a lot happening, huh?
There is a lot of things to talk about and a lot of things going on, yes.
And you are one of the vaccine centers.
And I heard you talking about that just before I walked in. Yes, it's a lot of confusion out there and a lot of information still to come from the county. And really, if people are wondering, great to go on the county website. There is the COVID line, there's a COVID spot there, response, I think they call it.
Yeah.
And there you will find a phone number, and I bet Larry might even have that. And if you call them, they will help you understand when you will be able to get a vaccine at your age group or your whatever your phase is, how you're phasing.
Yeah, and I was trying to tell everybody earlier that there is a list of who gets it when and how. And the health department is... Oh, this is the one on Hancock.
there's a special number. I think it's
8665.
I'm going to look it up while we're doing this.
All
I'll get it for you.
You look it up. Okay. And last night I had seen a report on Fox News about how they're so worried in Arizona that they're going to get into a critical care predicament where hospitals are going to have to make decisions on people's health and how they take care of them and who they take care of and when. And I sent the article to Michael Stenger, who's the and to Gina, who's the CEO at WarmC, and he turned around and said, "Well, we don't have to worry about that at WarmC yet because," and I'll read this to you. He sent this to me. He said, "I can absolutely assure you that Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is not inundated with the pandemic that we are rationing life safety care." Okay, so there's no rationing going on at Western Arizona Regional Medical Center whatsoever.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, and everyone who seeks emergency, inpatient or outpatient care at Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is promptly being triaged, evaluated, and treated appropriately as their current medical condition requires. To make sure that everybody knows that WarmC's overall responsiveness recently has been truly stressed by the pandemic, and he says also nationally and globally, you know, but Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's medical, their nursing, their allied health professionals, the staff are all well, and including the non-clinical. In other words, the people that, like Gina's non-clinical, and the people that mop the floor are non-clinical. But everybody is there to meet our local and regional community health needs, and whoever needs them. So there you go. That's from Michael Stenger. You don't have to think that our local hospital is rationing their care, right?
We are absolutely not rationing care, and our emergency room. I heard this from a doctor the other day. He was being frustrated about people not coming in for care because, you know what, we've talked about this before, that people hesitate to come in and they have other illnesses that are life-threatening. And he said, what people don't understand is probably the cleanest place you will go in Bullhead City is the hospital. We are sanitizing either hospital. We are sanitizing. We are taking care of. We understand how everyone here understands how to make sure that germs don't spread. We have on the proper PPE so that We are not spreading it to you. None of the healthcare workers are spreading it, and we have everything sectioned off.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that
right, yeah.
If someone does come in that with COVID that needs to be treated, they're in a different area. The air ventilation system is different.
Yep.
If you're going to the grocery store or the whatever your public place is that you like to go, you're not getting a separate ventilation system. You're not getting the people with training to keep that virus at bay. So please do not hesitate to get care. I can't say that enough.
And if you
time.
Notice, all over town, we're seeing businesses that their restrooms are no longer open to the public.
Yep.
And the reason for that is because they can't keep them clean. They can't sanitize them the way they're required to.
Right.
But the hospitals have been in the sanitizing business forever. I mean, you think about an emergency room. Everything in there is sanitized. All the tools, all the instruments and everything, you know, is sanitized
exactly.
on a daily. So this isn't new to the medical industry, the
That's
sanitation.
Correct.
And so now you've had to maybe sanitize a bathroom where before you cleaned it. And so when I hear people say that to me, too, I don't want to go to the hospital. Why? They're sanitized daily, hourly, you know.
Yes.
Every room that is used is sanitized when someone leaves it and someone else comes in.
Every chair, everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so if you've ever thought, and I hate to say it, but this is not just Warm Sea. This is everybody in the medical field out there. They're all crossing their T's and dotting their I's when it comes to sanitizing and making sure that everything is safe for their medical customers.
We are, and we... That's what we're there for, to care for our patients properly.
Right.
And we want to protect ourselves as well, so you better believe that there's not a one of us in the world that is interested in getting the virus.
Exactly.
So we're taking care of business.
Yeah. What else you got going
well,
on?
Well, I do have something else. First of all, let's talk about this phone number, if everybody is ready to have the COVID hotline number for Mojave County.
Give it.
It is 928-753-8665.
Okay. So if you have any questions about COVID, that's the number to call. Mojave County Health Department, 928-753-8665.
That's correct. And I know that that's a good place to find out about vaccinations. And I want to know that they sent out a press release last night about going to 1B. And we've had so many calls from people that are 75 or older that want to get that vaccine. And as Larry explained earlier, it's going in phases. But on the press release last night, it said they're expected to start those vaccines the end of next week. And that's the Mojave County press release.
Oh, okay.
So they didn't give a date, and things are changing, as everyone knows, rapidly. But that's what the county press release said last night.
Okay.
I have one more thing for you before you get on to this very interesting topic of the youth. It's the monoclonal antibody therapy. You may have heard something about that.
I saw the press release.
Yes, interesting treatment that we have available at Warm Sea now. And this is the treatment that President Trump got when he got COVID. And everybody said, why can't we get that?
Now you can.
You know what? You can, right. And it's available. I'm going to give you some criteria. But it is available at Warm Sea. And the basic premise is that this is to keep people out of the hospital.
Right.
So if someone develops COVID and has a positive test and they're not hospitalized, this treatment is for them. Now, of course, just like the vaccine, it goes in order of people that have underlying medical conditions. So the criteria, obesity, heart disease, people with developmental conditions such as cerebral palsy and that kind of thing. And then also age 65 or older, diabetes or a chronic condition, kidney disease, that kind of thing. Anything that weakens the immune system, anyone taking medication that weakens the immune system, such as people on that have cancer and they're taking some treatments there, and anybody 55 or older with heart disease, high blood pressure, or long-term lung disease. So that encompasses a very big portion of our community.
It does.
Your doctor will, if you call your doctor, they will call in an order to the hospital for you. And any doctor can do that. And so you just call your primary, and we will get you scheduled within a day, or I haven't heard of it being longer, but it could be 2 days, okay. I suppose. And that we are seeing reducing people's length of illness. So we are truly seeing positive results from the monoclonal antibody therapy.
Well, and we think back on how long that President Trump was in the hospital. It was like 3 or 4
so
days.
So impressive. Yes,
yeah,
it was.
I know. And this is a guy in his 70s, and he got out and took this and lived happily ever after.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So it does work, and right. It does work for everybody. But like you said, you've got to test positive first.
Correct.
Then call your doctor.
Yes.
And your doctor will tell you if you meet these requirements.
That's right.
And then he can call Warm C and schedule you an appointment,
yes.
And you're all set.
Yep. And it, as far as I know, it doesn't cost. I shouldn't even say that, but I do. I know that Medicare is covering that cost. Let
okay,
me just
good.
Say that. So,
good.
So
and that's that's our vital population is the seniors
right.
on Medicare.
Right.
That. You know, if they get it, it's bad. And
that's,
so
that's what we're concerned
get in
about.
There and
absolutely.
Get this,
yes.
Get this antibody.
So beyond that, I just really want to thank our community and our patients for the support that we're receiving. Gosh. It really touches all of us at the hospital. You know, it's a very difficult time for every healthcare worker in America,
oh, yeah.
in the world. But we are, it's been very trying for us. We love our patients and we want them to get better. And there's been a very big portion of our community that have come down with COVID, and we're really grateful the community's support and the community's patience with us as we treat so many patients. There's
yeah.
lots of patients, but we are here for you. Please do not delay care.
Yeah, don't delay. If you think you need to go to the ER, go to the ER. You
please.
Know,
absolutely.
Get in there.
Absolutely.
And the ER is split in two, right?
Yes, it is.
They put a plastic wall up
yep.
in the middle of the room
yep.
so that the yep. circulation system doesn't get to. If you're COVID, you go to the right. If you're not, you go to the left, and
yes.
or whatever.
Absolutely, and it's a different air system, so. Don't be afraid to come in with your other symptoms. We are here for you. So thank you so much, Larry, for having me on, and thank you again.
Thank you. 763-2273. Give them a call. And Claudia still answer the phone?
Claudia's still answering the phone.
Yeah, and Claudia will get you to the right department, you know, or the right building, because they got so many buildings all over the town, let me tell you. We'll be right back after these messages.
I was tired of my lady. We've been together too long.
Hey, thanks for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, if you have a question for our guest, is 702-298-1063. Write that down, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway.
Are you tired of cleaning your own pool? Wait, you don't have a pool? Would you like one next summer when it's 118 again? Barron Landscape and Pool Solutions can make your pool sparkle year-round. Their pool technicians know pumps, chemicals, and customer service. Their design team can show you what a new pool will look like in your backyard. Take a look at their website, barronservices.us. Call the pool experts, Barron Landscape and Pool Solutions, 758-5499. Quality, experience, family.
It started with a single espresso push cart in the small town of Grants Pass, Oregon in 1992. Now we have our own Dutch Bros Coffee in Bullhead City. Their coffee is handcrafted. Hot lattes and mochas, cold brew, or nitro infused, or the blended espresso to perfection with your favorite flavor. Plus their energy drinks, shakes, teas, lemonade, smoothies, chocolate milk, custom sodas, and hot cocoa. Drive through the new Dutch Bros Coffee, Highway 95 at Hancock Road, Bullhead City.
Arranging or changing your insurance for your business is never easy and no fun unless you are working with Greg Idness at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Farm Bureau knows commercial coverage and protection, providing you with a coverage plan that can grow with your company, protect you and your employees, protect your building, assets, and most importantly, your customers. Call Greg today, 763-8464. Ask about workman's comp coverage, 763-8464, 763-8464.
Come play where the locals win. Aquarius Casino Resort. Billy from Kingman won $21,090 hitting multiple jackpots. Alan from Bullhead City won $4,800 playing hot roll video poker. Ronald from Laughlin won $4,000 playing video poker. And Barbara from Fort Mojave won $1,397 playing China Shores. You could be our next big winner at Aquarius today.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. You know, if it's not comfortable in your home or your office, that's your fault. But you can call them and they'll fix it for you. It's that simple. 758-2400. They can tune up your thermostat or replace it. They can tune up your furnace or replace it. Your heater, replace it. Air conditioning system or your swamp cooler, whatever you got and you need it repaired, that's who you call. 758-2400. And they can do semi service contracts. They can replace the whole unit if you need it. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400. We're brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we got clothing for the family. We got vitamins and shoes and hats and gifts, and we got sports items and sunglasses and boots. And now we got the Boys and Girls Thrift Store and Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factories open again. Everybody's thrilled. There's a line up there. And you can rent a jet ski if you have to. And then, of course, we have the Warm Sea has a medical clinic here. We have a dollar store, a nail salon, and a bar, and they're not going to tear it down, and it is not for sale. Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital. Yeah, that's right. There's two hospitals in Bullhead City, but this is a specialized hospital sanitized for the geriatric patients, seniors with physical, mental issues such as, depression or suicidal thoughts or bipolar, paranoia, substance abuse, emotional issues. Well, go to the experts, Talus Harbor. Call 404-6009. We're also brought to you by Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Dutch Bros Coffee, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Farm Bureau Financial Services. And now we have in the studio Barbie Nelson. Hello.
Hello.
You made it down.
Yes, we did.
From Kingman. And you brought with you
Kelly Tanner.
Kelly Tanner. And Kelly, you've been with AZYP Arizona Youth Partnership for a long time.
I have. I've been with AZYP almost 10 years.
Wow, already?
Yes.
Gee. And now, Barbie, you're new with Warm Sea? With Arizona Youth Partnership?
It was a year in October.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, but you're in a different area, right? Everyone thinks of AZYP as being anti-drugs and education, and you're in a whole new realm of responsibilities.
Yes, I am. We recently received a grant for human trafficking.
Human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
So this is adults being kidnapped.
So the grant is from the Department of Justice Office of Victims of Crimes, and we're making sure that we're taking care of the youth population.
Oh, okay. All right. So do we have youth population that are trafficked?
We do. So we have homeless shelters. We have here in Bullhead City, we have Providence Place.
Right.
And then in Kingman, we have got the Harbor House.
Right.
And so we are making sure that we take care of the victims that we do identify.
And those are for youth, both those buildings, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So in case somebody right away thought, oh, wait a minute, there's a homeless shelter. I thought there was only one in Bullhead City, but that's for youth.
It is youth.
Right. Runaway?
Yes.
And victims of crimes?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So when you think about human trafficking, you don't think about Mojave County as being a place where people are victims of human trafficking.
So as we've kind of brought this to the attention of the community, one thing that we hear is a lot of times they think that it's the semi-truck full of kidnapped kids that, you know, and they have duct tape on their mouth and different things. But what we are finding is that there's a lot of youth that get brought into this because of like survival sex or different. So it's any force, fraud, or coercion that happens.
Okay.
And it could be anywhere from, you know, that they're just needing food and shelter in exchange for different things. Or, you know, they're making money at it, but it is, it's under 18 that we are serving.
Right. Okay. So what are we talking about in Mojave County? How many youth fit into that category?
So we have a statistic that we like to report. So within 40% of the youth that run away from home are homeless. Within 48 hours, they can be trafficked by the traffickers for human trafficking.
Wow. Okay. That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
So do we have numbers?
So that's very interesting that you would ask that question. So within the shelter services that we have provided within the last 5 years, we have seen at least 10 victims under 18. So with that being said, most of the victims are discovered, not disclosed. So many of them are not going to come out and tell you, hey, I'm being trafficked. I'm trading sex for food, or I'm trading sex to survive, or even trading sex to support my substance abuse habit. Or, you know, there's so many different reasons. As you all know, in Mojave County, it's very impoverished. And especially with COVID, we're seeing a lot of families are in very desperate times, and add substance abuse or mental health issues to that. Some families are actually turning out their own children to perform sexual acts for money or drugs. And it's hard to hear. It's hard to hear that it's happening in your little small communities.
Yeah.
But it really is. It's happening here. And our goal is to really just bring all of the key players, the stakeholders of the community together, so we can figure out what's the best route. How do we serve these youth in a trauma-informed way, with a very holistic approach? You know, you can't just say, okay, you need counseling because you've been a trafficking victim.
Right.
You need to, first and foremost, if they're homeless, we got to get them shelter. Housing first, and then we're going to figure out the rest. We're going to figure out counseling. We're going to figure out, hey, haven't been in school? Do you want to go to school? Do you want to get your GED? Do you want to, you know, what do you want to do? And really work with them so they can plan their own future. We just provide the supports to them. So whether that be counseling, job skills, regular life skills, you'd be surprised some kids come into shelter and they don't know how to open a bank account. I've seen kids that are 16 years old that don't know how to address a letter.
Yeah, right.
So just basic life skills that we're teaching them. But most of all, really just giving them that positive adult support that they so need, that positive connection that will allow them to move on from the life.
And they're coming from an environment where an adult was taking advantage of them.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now they need an adult to help them out. So that's probably pretty tough at first, isn't it?
It is. It's hard making those connections because many youth that fall victim to trafficking have severe childhood trauma. And in that childhood trauma, they have had so many broken attachments that they have a really hard time attaching or even, you know, trusting an adult.
Right.
So a myriad of things could happen. You know, sometimes we're successful in building those relationships, and sometimes there's so much trauma there that we are unable to reach them, and they go back, or they self-sabotage and get into the justice system. And
so the hardest part for you is identifying them and getting them.
I would say yes. There's many, and we're working on that in the community with our community partners, schools, law enforcement, behavioral health, to educate them on some of those red flags. So again, most victims are discovered, they don't disclose.
Right.
So
right.
There's going to be some signs. And how do we identify those signs? And then how do we further assess those youth? So us just working with the community and really getting, like I said, a holistic approach, everybody on the same page, like, hey, something's not right. I need to investigate this further. I need to bring in some experts to do that.
And then are you bringing in law enforcement to go after the parent or the adult, whoever that person was?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. That's the big thing. You know, once you stop it, we got to make sure that whoever was responsible, it's taken care of.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we don't want them on the streets or getting another youth. Let us take a little break. We're going to come back and chat some more with these ladies, and we'll give you a phone number, how you can get a hold of them if you have questions or maybe you want to, you know, tell them about something that looks a little suspicious in your neighborhood. We'll be right back. If you have questions, you want to call in, 702-298-1063.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Let's be candid. Rates are at historic lows, and right now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers to explore refinancing. Let Mojave Mortgage help you reach your goals of financial success. Maybe pull cash out for that swimming pool or pay off cumbersome debts. The time is now. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Our team of professionals will ensure your experience is painless. We'll explore all your options and make sure you're not overpaying for closing costs. MojaveMortgages.com. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 183058.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. The emergency room at Western Arizona Regional Medical is sanitized, safe, and ready to care for you. With limited entry points, screening for everyone, and social distancing, we're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit warmc.com or call 911 in an emergency. The annual Havasu Balloon Festival and Fair has been canceled, but there are events and festivities that you can enjoy. Just go to HavasuBalloonFest.com for information. You can participate in the 5K run on January 16th and the golf tournament on the 17th. Don't forget the Glow and Drive-In movie at Sarah Park Fairgrounds on the 16th. Anderson Toyota is the major sponsor of Havasu Balloon Festival and these events. Other Balloon Festival and Fair partners are Accurate Measures, Horizon Community Bank, Campbell Ready Mix, College Street Brewhouse and Pub, Daybreakers Lions Club, Foothills Bank, Crispy Crunchy Chicken, Lynn's Little China, London Bridge Resort, Nautical Sports Center, Pirate's Den RV Resort and Marina, Radio Central, Sunstone Real Estate Group, Unisource Energy Services, Wire Free, Xanadu Management, and Sunshine RV. Check out all the details at HavasuBalloonFest.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Barron Services, experts in pools, design, installation, schedule maintenance, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, repairs, replacements, monitoring, and installation. Experts in landscaping. They can remove your plants, replace your plants. They can do complete design and installation. That's what they're pros at. Experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial, scheduled treatments, and problem solutions. Plus, they do weed control. Call Barron's if you need them. 758-5499, 758-5499. Quality, experience, and family. Mojave Mortgage. Are you looking for some money? Do you want to add on to your home? Do you want to refinance your home? You're paying too much? Or maybe you want a vacation home in the Wallapies. Or, you know, Barron's can put a pool in and you're thinking, wow, I can't afford a pool. Well, call Mojave Mortgage. Chad Hansen is the CEO and president, and he'll get you the money you need at the best rate possible. That's what he does. That's what he does for a living. He just gets people money and sets them right up. There you go. So call 288-2691 and ask for Chad. He'll get right on the phone and help you out. Say, what do you need? What are you going to do with it? And then he finds you the money. How cool is that? Customers have said that they highly recommend Mojave Mortgage. Another one said that they provide great customer service. So find out for yourself. Call Chad at 288-2691. If he's not there, somebody else can help you. Trust me. Also, we're brought to you by Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. The new owner, David Torres, has an open-door policy. You can see where your pets are going to be. You can walk through the whole facility. You can leave your dog or your cat for a day, a week, or even longer. Vacations are no longer a problem with Risen Star. And David knows dogs. So if you have a dog that needs a little training, that's it. What he's an expert at. He trained dogs in the service and for Sacramento County. So call him at 754-3006. And we're also brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Dutch Bros Coffee, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Farm Bureau Insurance, Farm Bureau Financial Services. Now back with these two ladies here. We got about 7 minutes left. Then they throw me out of here because Sean Hannity wants to talk on the air. So at what point in time did AZYP decide that human trafficking or youth trafficking was an issue in Mojave County?
So around February of this last year, so 2020, we had some concerned citizens that convened and said, hey, we got a problem and we need to address it. And what does that look like? We don't know, but we started with a group of people. And then from there, we wrote a grant, and we received that grant. And so we have actually started a coalition, and it's the Mojave County Human Trafficking Domestic Violence Coalition.
Wow.
And then we've added Futures Without Fear. And so that now we have we meet monthly, and we're able to, you know, just kind of get together and brainstorm, you know, as we are identifying these victims, what it is that we need, you know, how we need to assess them. And then once we have, you know, the issues that we need to address, you know, where do we refer them to?
Right. And counseling, Kelly, that's an issue because who's trained to sit down with a 16, 17-year-old girl that's been sexually abused or taken advantage of and counsel them?
Unfortunately, there is no specialized counseling for victims of human trafficking as of now. In some of the larger, more urban cities, then there is some specialized counseling going on. Mercy Care in Phoenix has a wonderful program. But currently in Mojave County, we are lacking in that. We do have some wonderful counselors through Mojave Mental Health, Southwest Behavioral, West Care, but as of right now, there is not a specialized human trafficking counselor. So that is a need. So
yeah.
We're also with the coalition identifying those gaps in service and saying, hey, you know, who's going to bring this service to the table and, in, you know, help get the resource to do that.
Right. Yeah, because that's the hard part. You've got to get someone that knows what they're doing when they sit down with that youth. And we don't have that right now. So everyone's doing the best they can.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So how do people that might want to get on your coalition or might want to get involved or, you know, they know of somebody that they've suspected, what do they do? How do they get a hold of you guys?
So first of all, we like to share the National Human Trafficking Hotline number.
Okay.
And that is manned 24 hours a day. The number is 888-373-7888.
Okay. Now, is that for the youth to call, or is that for somebody who suspects a situation?
That can be anybody that can call that number, and then they will refer them. If it's somebody that is suspected or it's an actual victim that is in the middle of it, then they can call as well. So,
okay. And does this organization here, like if someone called from Bullhead City, they're then going to contact Bullhead PD and get people involved?
Yes.
Okay, good, good.
And then to be part of our coalition, we it is a closed coalition,
okay,
just for the protection of the topic that we discuss.
Right. Yeah.
And so right now it is invitation only, you know, just so that we can protect members, we can protect the victims that we're identifying as well. So if somebody does want to be part of our coalition, they can call our office.
Okay.
And it's 928-718-0442.
Okay. And then just say they're interested in getting in the coalition and then tell them why or whatever. Because, you know, one of the things we have in Mojave County, and Kelly's been here forever, is a lot of retired cops, you know, retired law enforcement, retired FBI. I mean, retired, when I say law enforcement, that's a big gamut. And somebody out there might say, well, you know, this might be something that I might be interested in donating some of my time and helping these kids in these situations. So, yeah, if they can call you, that's fantastic.
Yes, and we are going to be educating the community because a lot of times they don't really understand what human trafficking is. And so we're not only educating the public, but we are working on safe certifications for the hotels, motels, the tourism industry as well. So that as if they identify, then they're able to get in contact with the resources.
Know how
that
to
are
respond
available.
And what
Absolutely.
To do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yeah. The 888 number. Are we having youth from Mojave County call that and say, "I need some help"? Kelly, they can't hear you. Shake your head.
Absolutely. So the National Human Trafficking Hotline is really open to any youth or actually any victim at all, youth or adults. There are, you know, victims of human trafficking that are adults. Anyone can call the number, and we are hooked up with the National Human Trafficking Hotline, so they're aware of Arizona Youth Partnership and what we're doing. They also can get in touch with, if they say, "Hey, I need some help," obviously we're going to contact law enforcement, Department of Child Safety, if they're under 18, and that's where we would help get involved, getting them at least out of the situation and into shelter and some safety right away. As far as joining the, you know, as far as calling the office, we may be able to refer them, refer a victim to other services, and we also have, again, we have two runaway and homeless youth shelters that we're able to house victims.
So in your two shelters right now, you have a boys in Bullhead?
I have a boys in Kingman and a girls in Bullhead.
Oh, girls in Bullhead, boys in Kingman. Okay. How many kids do we have in there right now?
So right now, the girls' shelter is currently not open until the 18th because of COVID, unfortunately.
Yeah, we know how that goes.
But the boys' shelter has two youth in it right now. We can take up to five at any time in each place. We take youth 12 to 17, runaway, homeless, couch surfing. So, yeah, we can help. We can help out where we can. Like we said earlier, we're doing the best we can with what we have.
Give your phone number again for the office in case people want to call you with questions.
Yes, it's 928-718-0442.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.